Hi, I'm Marlena, and I want to welcome you to Marlena, right here on ACB Radio Mainstream, where for about the next 60 minutes or so, we'll be taking your calls at 1-866-666-7926. Come on in, sit down, take your shoes off, give me a call, won't you? Hello, I'm Marlena, and welcome to the Marlena Show. And we're trying all kinds of new things here. And it's going to get this fixed here. Da, da, da. There we go. You just have too many buttons to push, that's for sure. And we are trying some new technology here this week on the first Marlena Show. So let me first tell you how to get a hold of us and then a bit about the technology that we are hoping to employ. The 800 number, and actually the toll-free number, and this is an interactive show, so I need you to call, is 1-866-666-7926, and we'll put you live on the air and let you have a bit of a say about what this program should look like and the kinds of things that you might like to hear on the Marlena Show. Now, the other bit of technology that we have running is the iVocalize chat room, and we're going to flip over here to the chat room and see if our friends are here. And hello, folks in the chat room. I wonder if anyone can hear me.
Just now got you. This is Dave McElroy, Visalia, California. Good afternoon, people.
Great. And what we are encouraging people in the chat room to do is listen on the stream so that I don't have to sit here and hold the button down. And if you would like to participate in the conversation, certainly feel free to join us in the chat room at www.ourplace.acbradio.org, and you click on the Speakeasy Room. And for the other listeners who are listening outside the chat room, let's see who else is in the room.
This is Jennifer, Marlena. We really enjoyed your show last night.
And also myself, Dave Williams, the new director of ACB Radio, although I'll be taking a back seat throughout the next hour and letting Marlena drive the show. So just the four of us in the chat room at the moment, and you can visit the chat room by going to ourplace.acbradio.org and clicking on the list of rooms. Please be sure to read the just the general guidelines for the Our Place community at ACB Radio, and then join us in the Speakeasy Room simply by entering your name and pressing enter.
Or if all of that is just too much to deal with and you want to join us by listening on your computer and calling on the telephone, again, the number is 1-866-666-7926. And Jennifer can attest to the fact that calling that number doesn't hurt you because she and Terry called last night on our interactive show. Well, it is a joy to be back on ACB Radio Mainstream. Just a little bit about what I've been doing over the last 2 years. Some of you may remember that, well, we have a call. Let's forget what some of you may remember, and we will... Oh, our caller has hung up. Okay, well, we'll hang up. Some of you may remember that we had a program on ACB Radio Mainstream called Blind Spot a few years ago. And since the blind spot days, why we've been running around the country and various other countries, working with the Braille Note folks. And we finished doing that in August, got through some sickness and decided that we're well enough now and ready to be back on ACB Radio mainstream. And I'm going to let this button up, folks in the chat room. So please, you will only hear me now if you turn your computers to the mainstream link. Some of the, well, we'll try this again here. We possibly got a caller.
Yeah. Hello. I missed her. Yes, I'll have to go to the computer.
Hello, I'm bringing the caller into the room.
Raymond, basically you're welcome to stay in the chat room.
Hello there.
Marlene will bring in the chat room very shortly. But generally,
and,
let's see, hang on just one second here. ACB Radio.
We are turning things down so we can hear. There we go. Who have we got on the phone?
This is Frank Casey calling from Albany, New York.
Well, Frank, good morning. Or, well, actually, I guess for you it's evening, isn't it?
Yeah, where is this show originating from?
I'm actually in Seattle.
Seattle, Washington.
Yes, sir.
Okay, for some reason I thought you were in Germany or something. My wife thought you were in Germany, but that's okay.
Well, you must have been listening to my program last night, huh?
No, I heard the preview of it, but
yeah.
But anyway, my point for calling is I'm really glad that we've got another live show back on Sunday night on Main Menu or Mainstream, whatever they call it here. And it's really great that we've got another show where we can call in like we had with Jonathan. And I'm sure that things are going to go really great for you.
Well, I appreciate that, Frank. Tell me, what kinds of things might you like to hear on a program like this?
Well, I think about technology, sort of like we had on Blind Line on Sunday nights, with technology reviews where people can call in and ask questions and give their own comments on how they've done with the various computer technologies. It's always nice to hear people's experiences from, like with Braille Note, and I know my wife just got PacMate about 7 or 8 months ago, and she's interested in the new updates that I understand are out on that. So it's very nice to have a forum where you can learn about some of the stuff that you have and find out what other people have done with it.
Okay, and that's actually going to be happening on the Main Menu program, which I will be helping Dave with. We've got some big surprises coming up quite soon. So Main Menu is going to have a rebirth. But what I think our thinking on this particular show is, yeah, some technology, but to recognize that there are other things that blind folks might be doing or be into that isn't technology.
Well, that's great. Whatever it is, as long as it's something that everybody can learn from, and I'm sure that you will grace us with that. And that was only one possibility. The nice thing is that when you have a system like this, ACB Radio, the possibilities are virtually limitless, what you can really do with it.
Well, and speaking of virtually limitless possibilities, let's bring you into the chat room here. You are coming through the phone patch, through the headphones, through my computer, into the chat room. And let's see if anyone in the chat room perhaps has something that they might like to add to what Frank is saying.
Yes. Oh, this is Jeff Rios in Pensacola, Florida.
Yes, Jeff. And did you have some thoughts for what you might like the Marlena show to do, or any interesting ideas for future shows?
Well, first of all, I've been reading all of your emails. I haven't really posted much, but I must say I am glad that you are on here, and it's great to hear you. I'm just going to kind of kick back and listen, kind of see which way things are going to go. And I just want to say welcome back, but I'm going to hang out in the chat room for a while, and then if I have something to add, I'll listen and then add at the appropriate time. But I do want to say you're doing a wonderful job.
Well, thank you very much. And people in the chat room, if you would listen to the stream, that's the best way to hear it. And then I will keep coming back to the chat room for comments. Well, Frank, I want to thank you so much for calling. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No, other than to wish you the very best of luck, and you've got a steady listener.
Thank you so much. I have to tell you, because it's just you and me, right? I mean, there's nobody else, right? It's just you and me. I'm really nervous for my first show.
Oh, that's great. Well, we'll be listening, and the best of luck to you.
All right, and you say hello to your wife as well.
Okay.
All right, Frank.
Bye-bye.
Take
now.
Care. Bye-bye. Okay, that was Frank Casey from Albany, and you can call into the Marlena Show at 1-866-666-7926, and we would love to talk with you. I'm looking in the chat room, and I'm seeing that. I see Gary Wood in the chat room and Jennifer and, someone named M, and I'm seeing Raymond. Boy, we've got a lot of people in the chat room. So, what you want to do if you're in the chat room, this is very new to all of us. So what you want to do is you want to listen to the stream on your computer. And what I'm going to ask chat room people to do, I'm monitoring with a Braille display. So when you want to talk, if you would hold your control key down just once, then I will see your name come to the top of the list, and I will bring you into the conversation. And we've got two Daves in here, but fortunately one has a last name and one doesn't. So that works out really well. What I'm hoping to be able to do tonight is really just figure out the kinds of things that you would like to hear on the Marlena Show. And the person in the chat room, would you hold your control key down once more? Because I missed it. It flipped so quickly. And we will see who that is. Or perhaps it was no one. I think, Gary, did you want to say something here on the Marlena Show? Go ahead. Hey, I think, Gary. Let's see. What we need to do is make sure that when you do speak, you turn down your computer or else you rebroadcast the stream. You know, it's kind of like in the old days, you guys. I don't know if anyone's old enough to remember these days of the infamous minimal 7-second delay on call-in radio. And the program director would say, turn your radio down. You go, okay. So just before you speak in the chat room, make sure that you do turn your radio down. Or if it's easier, it's a toll-free number. You can call 1-866-666-7926. Let's give the chat room another try.
I think everybody's so engrossed, Marlena, in what you're having to say that everybody's concentrating on their streams rather than concentrating on the chat room. But for those who do wish to participate using the chat room, you can do so by visiting ourplace.acbradio.org. If you're listening live at One Universal on a Monday, that's Sunday evening in North America.
Dave, it's not as... I don't think it's quite as bad as all that. I think the reason why people are a little bit loath, I know myself, I'm waiting to see if somebody else will speak, because after all, we don't want to we don't want to hog the thing. Anyway, I'm really interested in just the general means and ways by which blind people do things, get things done, and it doesn't have to be high tech. I love tech. Thank you, Pam. Pam turned it down here. One of the things I think has really been a benefit, and Dave, knowing that you're listening, I do hope you intend to continue it, is the Blind Handyman. Great show, and I've really gotten away from it. I need to get back to that, but to me, as a blind guy and a homeowner, it's just very nice to know that, you know, there are other people out there that are involved in that kind of activity. Really helps a lot. And so I would say to you, Marlena, and to you, and David, to please keep that one going, because that's a real value for those of us who are, maybe at some point isolated out there a little bit from the rest of the world. And I'll back off and let somebody else take it.
Yeah, that's a really good comment, Dave. Dave McElroy. We got so many Daves in the room. Absolutely. And one of the things that I hope to do on the Marlena Show is actually bring to the show some of the other folks on ACB Radio, such as the guys who do the Blind Handyman, and interview them. And, you know, kind of have an opportunity for listeners to get to know them, in addition to the people they know on the show that they hear, get to know the people behind the microphone a little bit. Some other thoughts that we had, and I'd love to take your calls, 1-866-666-7926. Some other thoughts that we had are using this iVocalize technology for panel discussions. Now, that would perhaps mean that we would ask all the listeners to call on the 800 number so that the panel would be the people in this room. But the panel might, we might have a panel talking about blind people dating, marriage, how is it when one partner is blind and the other is not? And we are going to take a call. So we're going to bring the caller into the room. Good morning. You are on Marlena. Who am I speaking with? Well, hello, Wayne. How are you?
Maybe going between the old blind spot days and the old blind line days.
Uh-huh.
You know, like you said, you know, we got the technology in the main menu, and that's all well and good. So, I don't know, talking to interesting people,
you
know, or having open forums such as this, or
into something, but
other things.
I wonder if you hear me now.
Well, yeah, that's, and I need to apologize to folks here. We had a little glitch in the stream, but we should be back. That's what I'm hoping, Wayne, that you sort of hit the nail on the head. And, you know, when Dave and I talked about this show, we said, well, it can't be blind line because there could never be another blind line, and it shouldn't be blind spot, because things need to grow and move on. And so can it be some reasonable combination of the two while still being something with a new face? And so let me ask you, have you got any ideas for folks you'd like to here, you know, they don't have to be blind people. Certainly we want to feature what blind people are doing, but, you know, there are other interesting people in the world besides blind people.
Sure.
Well, one or two. Although, let me see if I can find any. I better be careful. Gary, the board guy, is not blind. Oh, he'll run over me with his wheelchair. and then we'll have squished Marlena next week.
Oh, I don't know. I you know, the content would may take a little bit longer to come up with, but one thing that I know this is, now I am going to see how far we, I am going to see if we're, how far we're going here. One thing that has come up from time to time is I would like to see, I don't know how deeply we're going along organizational boundaries and this kind of thing, but I would like to see more people from other blindness organizations being interviewed.
Okay.
Because, you know, a lot of times it's the ACB people, which is fine. I understand we have this whole brand name thing, and we need to give them their pedestals and things. But I would like, as someone from the other organization, it'd be good to at least put out the invitation for, I don't know, agency directors or various other leaders in the NFB or other organizations.
Yeah, and that's a very valid point. It's, you know, it's a bit of a challenge though, because you wouldn't, you know, if you're watching television and your station is sponsored by CBS, you wouldn't be promoting ABC programs. And so while I hear what you're saying, that it would be nice to have programming that gives perhaps a very, very rounded view, and we do attempt and will attempt to do that. But we've got to do it respectfully to both organizations, and but I think that can be done.
Yep.
I think definitely that can be done. So did you say you're in Dallas?
Yes.
So are you a Dallas Cowboys fan?
Yeah.
Oh, Wayne. Oh, Wayne.
I know.
Oh, dear me.
Well, no. At least I'm not a Texas Rangers fan.
Well, yeah, that does help, because you guys have A-Rod.
Well, not anymore.
Oh, that's right. He went to the Yankees, didn't he?
Yeah.
Bye-bye, A-Rod.
Yes. Well, you
could.
I could say some things about the Rangers owner, but I don't think that that would be inappropriate.
Yeah, well, the Rangers owner isn't here to defend himself. So
in the chat room, we are live on ACB Radio mainstream as part of the Malena show, and Malena is currently taking.
There, I'm turning off the chat room, because they are chatting right over you there, and we're not just going to allow that to happen. Go ahead.
I think it is a good thing that you have to. Chat room, though, to allow people perhaps in other parts of the world that don't have access to the 800 number to participate in that kind of thing.
That's exactly right, and that's exactly why this is new. We've not done this before, so I'm sitting here on pins and needles, pushing buttons, and hoping that this all comes out right. So, but that's exactly why we want to try this, because we want to make ACB Radio and sort of starting with this program as the experiment for this, but we want to make all of the call-in shows that we will produce something that everyone can participate in. So there you have it. Well, I appreciate your call, even though you're a Cowboys fan.
Well, you know, we need to keep the rivalries going. And,
well, I must tell you, hail to the Redskins, baby.
Yes, well, you know, your comment, I'm sure somewhere in the country someone's recording this, and your comments have been duly noted. I will say that while I don't know if we'll make it all the way to the finals, I do think that the Mavericks can make a good run at things. So, hail to the Dallas Mavericks.
Well, there you go. There you go. All right. Well, hey, listen, I hope you'll call me again.
Sure.
And I give my email address at the end of the show, but if you you know, if you have any other ideas, I kind of put you on the spot there. Okay. But you know, come up with some ideas and let's A, strike up a friendship, and B, you participate in helping shape the show.
Now, see, I'm indebted to you partly because you helped introduce me to the Brown Note line of products.
I did?
Yes.
Well,
I contacted you two years ago when I was interested in purchasing and that kind of thing. So, you know, kudos for that. There.
Well, good for you. I'm glad you're enjoying it. All right, sir. Well, you take care and have a great night.
Yes, you too.
All right. Take care, Wayne. Bye-bye. Bye. And that was Wayne from Dallas. And we're going to go back to the chat room here and bring you guys up and see if anyone in the chat room has something that he or she might like to add.
Well, we've seen quite a bit of traffic, Marlena, during Wayne's call, and people being coming in and out of the chat room. I think people are just curious at this stage, as much as anything else, wondering whether or not they can listen to the program in the chat room. And, of course, just to reiterate to people, if you are wanting to listen to the program, then we recommend that you tune in to ACB Radio Mainstream and only come to the chat room if you're wishing to participate in the program. So, there are other people here, and I'm assuming they're wishing to participate in the program, so I'll let them take the floor.
Okay, Raymond, did you? I saw your name pop up there in the chat room. Did you want to say something?
Yeah, I think. This is a good experiment. I enjoy your show, and so far, I think after we get some panels going and stuff, it'll be real interesting. One thing I'd like to see is a discussion sometime on marriage. You know, sometimes some of us have been married before, totally blind. Or married, then married to a sighted, or vice versa. I'd like to see what the people feel about that, how they feel. I mean, you know, I don't want to get into no personal situations, but, you know, there's advantages and disadvantages of being on both sides of the fence. I've been on both sides of the fence, and I can see disadvantages and advantages to them.
Yeah, Dave McElroy, go ahead.
Oh, boy. So much for that. Well, we had changed to my name, but I guess I came in law. This is Pam. I guess we came in somewhere a long way along the line, so we thought that we could make things easier for you, but I guess we didn't. Anyway, this is Pam. I'm on Dave's computer because... the stream was fired up on his, or the chat room, and I happen to have my PC online on the audio stream constantly. So I don't. It's hard enough to get me on the chat room anyway, because I never like to lose my radio. Anyway, I was thinking, Marlena, over the past about 6 months or so, what has happened in my life, which may be of something people might want to discuss, is that I have become among the ranks of the many, and I do say many, I was surprised, newly diagnosed type 2 blind diabetics. We have been blind, and now we are diabetic. Fortunately, mine was diagnosed early on. It's a very mild case, in fact, very mild. I see that by reading the list and studying some of the various informational sources. And I'm thinking that maybe one day there might be a discussion about that, maybe some information, professionals perhaps, but that might also be grounds for another panel. I think that might, I mean, we did do things in blind line on the technical fields, and we did things on blind spot. And you want to talk about blood glucose measurements? That's a pain in my life right now because I'm still having trouble with that. And this might be a good issue to take up on a Marlena show sometime.
Oh, great! Thanks, Pam.
Marlena, this is Raymond again. Did you not hear me?
Yeah, Raymond, I did hear you. I'm not sure if you heard me. But yeah, I would be very.
Okay, Marlena, is replying to you, Raymond, although,
we are just getting
here in the chat room,
confused
so I hope you
people here. Okay, let me turn the stream down for a second. I am replying on the stream as much as possible so that people who are listening on the stream can hear. And we do have another caller, which I'm going to bring into the room here in just a second. But Raymond, I did hear you and replied, and perhaps it
Is
was
that right, Dave?
Only on the stream. So let's bring the other caller into the room right now.
Yeah,
and,
Marlena did hear you and does hear you.
Say good evening, caller.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, good. I can hear you.
This is a little strange.
It's new and experimental and
kind of different.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to see the call-in show reactivated, of course. And obviously, this is Sue Amateur from Seattle. I'm glad to see more happening with ACB Radio. I was very privileged to be one of the people on the interview panel because we really wanted a permanent director appointed to keep the radio going. I love it. You know, I've always supported the radio. I think it's a great concept, and we can do probably a lot more with it than we have done, as long as we have good volunteers like you.
Well, thank you, and we need good callers like you to make this happen. So, tell me, do you have any suggestions for programming?
Oh, not off the top of my head. I think maybe some discussion about employment, what we could do to expand or improve. That's always a problem area for blind folks.
You know, I'm gonna stop you right there, even though I'm the one that asked you the question. But you know me, I interrupt all the time anyway. I was reading something, and I totally believe this is true. And I'd like to get your opinion of it, and maybe we'll go into the chat room and get those folks' opinion as well. But do you believe that there is a direct correlation between those who read Braille and read Braille reasonably well and those blind people who are employed?
Absolutely. I know that AFB did that study a few years ago, and I believe it. The kind of work that I do, if I couldn't read Braille, even though I have a computer, all right, I couldn't do my job. I have to research reference books all the time. I have a huge bookcase full of Braille, and I just don't think I could do my job without it. I know you can go to meetings with, the note taker and take notes, but I often just go to a meeting with a slate and stylus. So, okay, I'm prehistoric.
Oh,
but hey, it's also cheaper.
You know what? When sighted people give up their pencils and papers, I'll give up my slate and stylus.
Right.
And you know what a geek I am.
Yeah, I know it. I think it is very true. And I think one of the disturbing things I noticed on sometimes when some people post, if they haven't been good readers, they can't spell. They don't know how to put things together. So I think it has a big bearing.
Yeah, yeah. I think so, too. And come on into the chat room with me. Let me bring those guys back up. And
So while you're doing that, let me tell you that,
yeah?
You know, our former Husky, Mark Brunell, with the Redskins.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Hey, well.
He used to be with the Panthers.
Well, there you go.
So.
Well, I mean, I just, you know, I'm forgiving Wayne his digression of being a Dallas fan.
He can't help it.
I know. He can't. He's a nice guy. He can't help it. Let's go into the chat room and ask folks in the chat room first to introduce you to Sue Amateur from Seattle. And we kind of got a little bit of a sideline of conversation going here at a little bit 38 past the hour thereabouts. And the question that I posed to Sue was, do you think that there is a direct correlation between those who read Braille reasonably well and those blind people who are employed? And I'd be curious to see if anyone in the chat room has an opinion. And if you do, just go ahead and key up and first come, first serve. And it always takes a little bit to get the... We either have no opinions or a big delay. I'm not sure which. But, I thought I saw someone key up, but apparently not. I definitely think that there is a correlation, for sure. And I don't understand, to me, and this could get me into a lot of trouble, but to me... If you cannot read and write Braille, you are functionally illiterate. I mean, reading and writing is reading and writing.
No, I agree with you, Marlena, and I think a lot of these kids were raised just on tape. They don't know how to spell. They don't know how grammar is laid out. It's not the same thing. You know, when I was in grade school, we had a teacher who, you know, how they used to take apart sentences and diagram them.
Yeah.
And he did it with pieces of paper and rulers to show us how sentences were put together. And I think that has taught me a lot about grammar.
Okay, to confuse.
Yeah. And, okay, yeah. Let's see. We've got the chat room happening here. Let's bring them back in.
Braille reader. Maybe not as good as I was when I was... David Williams' age, but I'm reasonably good. My thought is that what Braille does for a blind person, it's not just the proficiency in Braille that makes a person employable or non-employable, in my opinion. What it is that proficiency in Braille, that desire, that drive to be proficient in Braille, will, Pam, can you turn that down? Will allow you, will maybe is the drive that you need to succeed in the workforce. That's the best way I can describe it. I certainly do know people who are blind later in life, one in particular in my town, and he, though he doesn't know Braille, he's really was quite successful in his job. He is now, he was a glass glazier, he had a glass construction shop. And he ran it before he was blind, he ran it after he went blind, and got a kidney transplant, I might add. And then has decided to back off and concentrate on his rentals and things. And though he does not, you know, again, didn't learn Braille until adulthood, but he's a lot more driven than a lot of people I know. I don't know that there's an automatic correlation. I think it's one of many things that can be of benefit, but I don't think it's a one size fits all, Marlena.
Yeah, I guess, and my response to that would be that I should imagine.
And anybody else is in here. I hope I'm not screwing things up. I'm just trying to learn how to do this. I'm glad to know that Dave Williams is running ACB Radio and he's doing a pretty good job with it. This is Gary Wood in Lansing.
And Gary, it's nice to see you. And I'm popping out of the chat room now to go back just to the stream. So if people could listen on the stream, that would be great. I guess I tend to liken it to a sighted person being successful on a job without being able to read or write. And, so, anyway, Sue, I took you way off the tangent here.
Well, let me draw one more analogy. I can tell
sure.
you that in the kind of work I do, which is disability accommodation, we have a lot of people who can no longer do their original job because of injury or illness. And when we try to place them, and my employer has a program of trying to place people, they give them 4 months of preferential placement to try to make sure that they can stay at the county even though they've been injured or become ill. Even today, if you don't have computer skills, the same kind of thing, you're not really marketable. And it's a tough thing. But almost every job now, unless you're working out, you know, driving a bus or working on road crews or that kind of thing, but about two-thirds of the jobs that we have in county government, you have to know computer skills or you're not a viable candidate. So it really points out that we need to be very competitive as blind people.
Exactly. Exactly. And that we to some degree do have control over our destiny in terms of employment. I mean, you can get down, you can go down a whole road here of, social skills, technical skills, how do blind people, where do we learn those sort of body language, sight-oriented social skills? How do we know when we're looking at somebody? How do we know whether we're the kind of blind guy that cosmetically should perhaps wear dark glasses? And if we do, what happens to, you know, does that give us some stigma? 'Cause for so many years, people were just automatically wearing dark glasses because they were blind. And, you know, but yet there are some people for whom dark glasses is a cosmetic thing. So, how do you know? You know,
there's a lot of issues for sure.
Well, I hope we'll be exploring some of them on this very show.
Well, I'll buzz on because you probably have other callers, but glad to see the show up and running again, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate everyone's patience with the technology and trying to figure it out, and folks in the chat room are trying to figure out whether they should be listening in the chat room or on the stream or whatever they should do. So we'll get it all worked out.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Good night.
Have a good night. That was Sue from Seattle, 1-866-666-7926. And we have another call, so we will bring this caller into the room. Good evening. You're with Marlena.
Marlena?
Yes.
This is Raymond. I couldn't hear you a while ago on my chat room.
Ah, yes, because we're not really broadcasting into the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
We're just sort of, we're actually testing out the chat room technology more probably for the international listener who can't reach the 800 number, reach the toll-free number, and for panel discussions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great to hear you on the phone, Raymond.
Well, it was good talking to you through the chat room the other night and to help you out set up the audio.
And you were a great help.
Well, I appreciate it, but I want to see these things continue, these talk shows for blind people. I think it will help blind people. And not just what I bring up, but, you know, I think you brought up a good point about the, a lot of times people use the Slayton stylus versus the Braille writer.
I'm sorry. I just missed the last part of what you said. I just turned down the chat room. Could you just say the last thing you said again, Raymond?
I said the last thing I said was maybe Slayton Stylus versus the Braille writer.
Ah. Well, you know, but I think they're two very separate things, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
You know. You wouldn't use your Braille writer probably, but somebody will probably call up and slap my hand for this, but I'll say it anyway. You might not use your Braille writer, for example, to do math, right?
That's true.
But you would use your Slayton Stylus. You'd whip that out to make a quick note, whereas you might not use the Braille writer in that regard.
I would like to know out there how many people remember the old type slates we used to do math with.
Oh, Raymond, my friend, I remember those.
Do you remember them?
Let's see, weren't they called what were they called, the Taylor slates?
Taylor slates.
Yes.
I have one.
You don't?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Why don't you take a minute and describe that? Because I bet you that there's three of us who know what we're talking about. What is the Taylor slate?
Well, the Taylor slate? I missed your question.
Why don't you go ahead and describe the Taylor slate?
Well, as I remember the Taylor slate, it was a long, back then when I used them, was a plastic, a board that had sails in it, holes in it. We had these little type, cubes of type, that made different numbers. As you just put these pieces of type in there at a different angle, it described a one. If you describe as a straight across was a two. At another angle was a three. And this had a bar on it. This type had a bar on it. And on the other end, it had dots. Is that how you remember it, Marlena?
That's how I remember it, Raymond.
And then if you had to make a five, you put it at an angle. To make it six, the bar was at 3 o'clock. The bar was at an angle, was at, let's see.
It was very complicated.
I think the bar was at kind of between 3 and 4.
Yeah, you have a much clearer memory of it than I. I just remember it was a complicated little sucker to run. That's right.
Yeah.
But did you ever use the abacus?
Well, I did some. I fooled around with it, but I didn't get involved with it too much.
Yeah. Well, these are great, great things, and you're bringing up great memories. And I think what I'm going to do is pop back over to the chat room here and ask you as well to listen up at the end of the show when I'll be giving out the email address. I definitely want to do an interview with you about clocks,
as
we talked about. So get a hold of me so that I can get a hold of you. How's that?
Sounds good to me.
All right, sir. Well, you tell everybody in Oklahoma City that I said hello.
I sure will.
All right, and I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Raymond. And that was Raymond who called 1-866-666-7926. And oh my goodness gracious, we're gonna bring the chat room in. We're gonna answer this phone real quick though. Hello, you're with Marlena on ACB Radio Mainstream.
Hi Marlena, it's Chris. Some of you on the email list may know me as Chris Westbrook.
Hello, Chris.
Hey. I wanted to respond to your question about whether you thought Braille was a correlation to employment.
Yes.
I totally agree with you. I think it definitely is. I mean, I know in my field, I'm in college right now, but I'm majoring in computer science, in computer programming, and there's no way that I could do Braille or that I could do programming without
Braille.
Right.
Yeah. Good for you.
I mean, there's no way. I mean, I tried it, like, before I got my Braille note, I tried doing it with just speech, and it was, I got the code written, but my teacher would, like, take a whole bunch of points off because I wasn't indented properly, because I didn't see the benefit of indenting it properly because I couldn't see it.
Yeah.
And once I got Braille, I realized, oh, there's a reason she's talking about.
Yeah, duh, hello. Well, Chris, that's great. And listen, perhaps you might think about being a guest on my show and talking a bit about the technology of blind folks going through college nowadays.
I would certainly, you know, with scanners and all of that kind of stuff. Yeah, definitely.
Fabulous. Maybe what we can do is get a small panel together and get some folks in school now and some folks who went to school about 150 years ago when I went to school. And we'll make some comparisons. How's that?
I think that's probably a good idea. I think that would be definitely an interesting. Maybe even get some blind parents involved who
absolutely
have kids going or blind students that are in high schools and stuff. Because I know I certainly have some definite views on how kids should be taken through high school, and it's not always how they are.
Absolutely. All right. Well, listen, I'm going to run over to the chat room because we're almost out of time. But do get a hold of me. And
I'll get
a hold
of you.
Let's definitely work this out. I think it could be just way cool.
Okay. I'll definitely send you an email and we'll see what we can work out.
Fabulous. You take care, Chris.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'm going to pop over into the chat room now. We're almost at the end of our program. And let's see if anyone in the chat room has anything they would like to add to any of that which they've heard. And I would ask you to keep your comments real to the point and brief in case more than one person wants to say something. So go ahead, chat room.
Hello, Marlena, it's Danny. How you doing? Dan Burton.
Hey, Danny, how are you? Good to hear you. And if you could turn the stream down just a little bit, kind of like the old days.
Hello, this is Marcia, Marlena. It's great that you have this show going. And pardon me?
That's okay, Marcia. Go ahead.
Okay, that should be better.
Okay, we're gonna have first Dan and then Marcia. Go ahead, Dan, and then Marcia right after Dan.
Yeah, okay, Marlena, just want to say hi.
I think Marlena invited Marcia. Was it first?
Dan's first.
Yeah, actually, I said Dan and then Marcia.
Yeah, Melinda, can you hear me? It's Danny. I remember you from the old CompuServe days.
Yep, I sure do hear you, Dan. Go ahead.
Yeah, remember we were on CompuServe in the HSX forum. Do you remember back then?
Absolutely, and that is an issue that I might like to take up on one of my programs. And we sort of touched on that earlier, kind of the dating, the marriage, the relationship building. But, what Dan is referring to is that for a while I was a leader on a sexuality and disability forum on CompuServe, and that's where I actually met my wonderful husband, Gary, the board guy. Anyway, Dan, did you have anything you wanted to add? Because I'd like to give Marcia an opportunity to speak as well.
No, I really just want to say good luck with your show. I hope you have many, many, many programs, and if I can be of help contribute in any way, let me know.
Fabulous. It's great to run into you again. And Marcia, you're going to be the last person up in the chat room. So where are you from? And welcome to Marlena.
Well, hello, Marlena and everybody here. And I'd like to wish you luck with the new show. And I was just wondering if anybody remembers the old number aids and calculades from Dr. Andrew F. Schott. And this is back in the mid to late 60s. It was kind of a farce in a way. But it also included the abacus, which was on the number aid. Do you remember that at all, Marlena?
Oh, boy, no. Don't. I certainly remember the abacus, but the only connection I have with the abacus is the Fred Gassoni book that taught me how to use the thing. And then I went from the abacus to the telesensory, the first talking calculator, which said very interesting things depending upon which buttons one pushed.
Okay, I think we're all about out of time now, so probably no more time now for contributions from the chat room. And thank you to everybody who's joined us here this evening. And I apologize to Dan and Marcia for my error a little bit earlier on.
And thank you so much, everyone, for joining in to the first show. We hope to smooth out all the wrinkles and all the bumps. And if you would like to send some ideas for programs that you'd like to hear in the future, please drop me an email. And that email address is Marlena, M-A-R-L-A-I-N-A, @acbradio.org. I want to thank everyone who called and everyone who listened. It was a bit confusing, you know, new technology, you got to kind of play with it and massage it and make it feel like it's loved, and then it'll work well for you. So we'll sort of get this all worked out. And some future programs will definitely include programs on blindness and marriage and child rearing. Technology, we're going to have a cooking show every now and again where we can exchange some cooking ideas and recipes. And we're looking for some, got a request for blind people who do cave exploration. So if you know of anyone who's a blind spelunker, let me know. I'd love to get a hold of them. We may also be doing a program on skydiving. Contacted a friend of mine tonight who is a skydiver, and possibly one on Eastern health, Eastern medicine, plus massage, Reiki, and those kinds of things. So we've got all kinds of things in the program pot, and I hope that you will join us for more of the Marlena Show right here on ACB Radio. Thanks for listening. It's been a joy. You've been listening to Marlena on ACB Radio. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. But in the meantime, if you've got an idea for a future show, why not drop me an email? The email address is Marlena, that's M-A-R-L-A-I-N-A, at acbradio.org. Thanks to Dave Williams, director of ACB Radio, and most of all, thanks to you, the listener. See you next week.